Back in the day, Jesus had a funny way about him, and sometimes, from our perspective today, he still does. He comes up with statements that seem to turn the world upside down, and yet, when you think them through, it inevitably turns out that he's absolutely on the money. Nicodemus was a religious leader back in Jesus' day, a member of the ruling Sanhedrin. Now, all those guys were dead against this radical Jesus, but Nicodemus knew that there was something special about him. So he comes to meet Jesus under the cover of darkness, lest he be seen by anyone in the religious establishment. As Jesus is explaining things to him, he says, look, if you want to be part of this, if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, you have to be, well, born again, reborn from above. Nicodemus pretty understandably says, hang on a minute, that doesn't make sense. Can you re-enter your mother's womb and be born again? And at first, it doesn't make sense, does it? But how many of us yearn for a new life? How many of us want a fresh start? How many of us would just love to leave the past behind and start again? It turns out that that's precisely what God has in mind. That's precisely what Jesus was talking about to Nicodemus. You cannot enter the kingdom of heaven unless you are born again. Years later, the Apostle Paul put it this way in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. The past is the past. You can't change it. You can't undo the things that you regret. You just can't. Yet so many people are wrapped up in the hurts and the regrets of their past. For many, their past is ruining their today and robbing them of their tomorrow. But, and here's the good news, I mean really, really good news. Anyone who believes in Jesus is set free from the past, completely free. Everything old has passed away. And look at what God's saying to you here. Everything, everything has become new. That, my friend, isn't just a theoretical, theological statement. It's real, real freedom. It's the freedom that God has for you today. So no matter what's happened in your past, in Christ, it has passed away. It's no longer relevant. It can no longer hold you back. Today, through His Word, God is setting you free. If you are in Christ, then you are a new creation. Everything old has passed away. Look, see, everything in your life has become new again. Receive that into your heart right now, and you will be set free from your past. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.